The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now in studio with me is Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So the WHO has been talking about Alzheimer's.
It has. It's big news in a way, pal, because it's issued guidelines. WHO are very good at issuing guidelines, you know. And they've come out now and stated what are the best ways to decrease your risk of getting Alzheimer's. Now, it's a big thing, as you know. There's 57 million cases in the world. 67,000 in Ireland have Alzheimer's. You know? So can you do anything with your lifestyle and your diet and all these sorts of things? And there's been an awful lot of uncertain science behind this. But now the WHO says these are credible. These are credible ways that you might do to decrease your risk.
Now, there is no cure at the moment. There are treatments that might delay the progression of Alzheimer's disease, but there's no cure.
There's no cure. Yeah, but the big breakthrough two or three years ago now was they developed antibodies to this thing called beta amyloid, which builds up in your brain during Alzheimer's. That's like the noxious thing that's causing it. And the antibodies clear them, you know. Small effect, maybe 20% effect. There were some side effects with brain bleeds, but still, it was the first thing ever that could slow down the disease progression. Yeah. And there's three of them now actually available. A third one was announced this week as well, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think called tau. It was another noxious protein. So there's a tiny bit of progress with therapy. But the European Medicines Agency haven't approved it because it's too expensive and the effects are too small at the moment. But still, there's a bit of progress.
Now, they have been talking about the shingles shot.
Now, this is the big one, and I'm going to plead to the Irish government to make the shingles vaccine for free to the over 60s yet again.
Yeah. Now, I paid for mine.
I paid for mine as well.
So but we don't have skin in this game because we've already paid for it.
But it's not cheap. I think it was 500 euro for me.
Yeah, it's two shots and it's 250.
The UK made it free, Pat, and tripled uptake. So you make it free, more people are going to go
get it. In Northern Ireland, it's free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, this week, Pat, get this, a 51% decreased risk of Alzheimer's if you take the shingles vaccine. Now, this is the fourth big study. It was 300,000 people, which makes it robust. You know, there's a tiny criticism of what they didn't vaccinate them and then look for Alzheimer's. It was just an observational study. Yeah. That's one slight caveat. There's a risk that people take vaccines are healthy anyway, you see, so you never know. But they factored that in. And these people are concluding it's the vaccine itself that's protecting against developing Alzheimer's. So that's more evidence.
Do they understand the mechanism by which the vaccine might be affording this protection?
Very importantly, they do. And that gives even more evidence to this. So it turns out that, as you know, shingles is caused by a virus. It causes chickenpox in children. It goes into your nerves. And there's a clue there, isn't there? Waits in your nerves. And then in your 50s, it reemerges and causes shingles. So it's the same disease, but now in your 50s.
So if you haven't had chickenpox, you can't have shingles.
You can't have shingles, precisely. Exactly, yeah. Now, what's happening here, the thing is, guess what? It might cause brain inflammation as well and begins to trigger effects in the brain. Okay. It might bring on Alzheimer's. So if you get a vaccine and it does re-erupt, it won't damage your brain is the idea. The second thing is, as a component in the vaccine, it's got an adjuvant that seems to help clear the plaque. Isn't that amazing? So in other words, there's something going on with this vaccine that really points
now,
towards
when you look
protected
at the costs. I mean, 67,000 people you say in Ireland have dementia at the moment, and many of them will end up in nursing homes paid for by the state with the help of Fair Deal and so on and so forth. It's a lot of money. It's very
huge
expensive
amount.
Because people with Alzheimer's, as I know from within my own family, can live for, you know, 15 years.
The Economist wrote about this, but it says it's a no-brainer to provide the shingles vaccine to people. Because you're right, if you keep people at a nursing home, it costs the world economy $1.3 trillion, Alzheimer's, as a disease, you know. So anything that will decrease it would be hugely economically beneficial to any healthcare system.
I think we were talking to the minister about it and said, look, I've got only so much money to spend on drugs every year and vaccinations and all that, and it's not high on the list of priorities. But if you think you were going to be there for 10 years as minister, you'd do it.
It's the long game.
It's the long game.
Long game, very much
most
so.
Most ministers are not there for more than 2 or 3 years.
And you have sympathy for them because there's a pot of money, isn't there? Let's face it. But it's a long game, but you will definitely economically benefit in the long run.
And I heard the pleas during the week from parents of kids with Friedreich's ataxia looking for very expensive drugs for a relatively small number. But they're kind of decisions that a minister has to make.
And I've got sympathy for the minister because it's not easy, is it? But the evidence, let's follow the science, Pat. Let's put it that way, right? The science tells us this shingles vaccine is a protector against Alzheimer's disease in the long run.
And the cost-benefit analysis is a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's right.
Repeat that.
Exactly.
Now, the WHO has also been talking about other things people can do And yeah. there is quite a list.
There's a long
that will
list.
Improve
that's
the
one,
odds.
That's one challenge. It's a bit long in a way. But again, study after study, Pat, confirms this. We might do them in order. It'll be social activity is a huge protector if you socialise. Now, the reason for that is when you're in a social situation, your brain is firing on all cylinders. It's lighting up. You're having a conversation. You're maybe slightly anxious. And that's really beneficial to the brain. So social activity is a huge one. The second one is cognitive activity. So learn an instrument, do a crossword, keep your brain
new language,
agile,
that sort of thing,
like a muscle. That's a big one. But things people don't probably realise, but hearing aids are really good. If you go slightly deaf, you're less engaged with the people around you. And again, that makes your brain less active. So if you've got a hearing problem, get a hearing aid. That's another one, right? Another one's high cholesterol. It's the other things are pretty standard. High
tobacco.
Cholesterol, smoking is a risk factor, too much alcohol, moderation.
Physical activity.
Okay. Another one. Yeah. General heart health is important because if you have cardiovascular disease, that increases the risk of Alzheimer's as well. So anything that keeps your heart healthy will also decrease the risk.
There's another one that I hadn't heard before. Reducing your exposure to air pollution.
Now, this is important, Pat, because some people, when this report came out, said it's all very well to tell people to do all these things, but there's things they can't change. You're living in a polluted city, right? Mm. That is a risk factor for Alzheimer's and several studies. The more air pollution there is, the risk of Alzheimer's goes up. So that's another one. Now, what
and
can we do about
that? You can look
that?
At polluted cities and the ratio of Alzheimer's to the general population.
And in fact, one study, but they correlate with the size of the particle in the air. The bigger the particle, the bigger the risk of Alzheimer's. So again, very good science around that. Now, how do we stop pollution? It's the question. Very hard. Get fresh air is one answer in the countryside if you can, but that's
now,
a big one.
There's one thing they actually won't come down definitively on, and that's vitamins B, vitamin E, omega-3s, and you know, a lot of people say take those and you'll have better brain health, etc. What did they say?
Stated that very clearly. They don't really work. Isn't that amazing? But the evidence, there might be some evidence, but it's marginal. And they make a very clear statement and say there's lack of evidence for dietary supplements having any effect. But they also emphasise a balanced diet's good for you anyway, general health. Yeah. So make sure you have a balanced diet. But don't be taking loads of supplements is what the message there.
By the way, there's one postscript to that shingles thing, that shingles outbreaks are known to increase the short-term risk of stroke.
Yeah,
who knew?
Exactly, because your heart gets damaged by shingles, you see, as well. That virus can damage the heart. That will cause stroke. And that's another risk factor for Alzheimer's. That's another reason.
Now, talk to me about the nuns study. You and I chatted about this before. It's interesting.
Well, this illustrates how you're an epidemiologist at heart, I think, because there's a study with nuns. And if they die and they take a post-mortem brain sample, there were some of them with loads of plaque in their brain and no Alzheimer's.
No dementia.
No dementia. Now, remember, for everybody else, plaque turns into Alzheimer's. Now, the question is, why is that? It's not just the plaque, right? Maybe they have a healthy lifestyle. And the nuns generally seem to lead a healthy life. So they reckon it's their lifestyle. So even though the plaque is building up in your brain, for whatever reason, if you modify these other things, you may ward off Alzheimer's, is the idea. And I thought that was a fascinating one. And they also talk about cognitive reserve, Pat. Now, a big protector is education, by the way. They've correlated a high level of education with less risk because your brain is getting more active, if you know what I mean. Because you have cognitive reserve in your brain. You built up all the muscle, as it were, through education. Not just education, but learning. The nuns are very well educated.
Well educated, a good lifestyle, probably a fairly plain diet, no fags, no drink.
Yeah, all those factors. Yeah, the best way to avoid Alzheimer's.
And if it's a silent order, no gossip either.
Well, the best way to avoid Alzheimer's is to become a nun. Maybe that's the conclusion.
Anyway, what's in your podcast this week?
It's the science of football, fans. But given the week that's in it, so the science of football and being a supporter and how good it is for you and all the benefits of supporting a football team.
Anyway, Luke, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.